Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And we just, I'm just rejoicing in the God of my salvation for prayer and what God is doing through prayer and how God is alerting his people concerning the importance of praying and laying before the Lord and seeking his face. Because in this hour, beloved, it's important that we in the body of Christ keep that connection with God so that we can continue to be effective in the kingdom of God. And God is strengthening his people. He's watching over his people. He's watching over his word to perform it concerning you, because the Bible says that his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. And so when we make up our mind that we're going to pray and seek the face of God, not just for ourselves, but for others. That's what intercession is all about, to be able to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And I was so blessed this week to be able to listen to a dynamic message on prayer. Praise God. A young lady was ministering on TBN, and she was really in very, very encouraging to know that when you come together with others and you have a mind to pray, praise God, a mind to intercede, lives are changed. And that's really what it's all about. So it is a blessing and an honor to come before you and pray. Praise the Lord. I have a burden for the souls of the people, heavy burden to see men, women, boys, and girls set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, we want to just encourage you in the Lord today. No matter what is going on or taking place, one of the things I'm finding out is in the midst of it all, God is still God, and God will be God. No matter what attack, no matter how vicious the enemy is, how he tries to come to steal, kill, and destroy, I want to encourage you to know that the word of the Lord will prevail and truth will always prevail. And beloved, I want to encourage you, particularly leaders today, to let you know, do not give up. Do not stop doing what God has called you to do, no matter what, no matter how the pressure, no matter how opposition would come, no matter what comes your way, beloved, I'm encouraging you today to set your face as a flint and be determined to obey God. You cannot go wrong when you obey him. Know that the joy of the Lord is your strength, and God will be your strength. As you tap into his strength, joy will come. Praise God. I'm reminded of the scripture that says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And everyone has that period of time when you go through that weeping or whatever the situation, but at the dawning of a new day, praise God, even when the sun rises, you see new hope and new life, because that day is a day that you've never seen before, nor will you see it again, praise God. But know this, that the mercies of God are new every morning, and his faithfulness is great. God is a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a just God. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. He's an excellent God. Most of all, he's an on-time God. He's never busy and he's never late. So I just want to encourage you today, beloved, to keep your eyes on the Lord no matter what. No matter what goes on, you have to be determined and you have to know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Praise the Lord. And weapons will form. Praise God. That's a given. Amen. Afflictions will come. Trials will come. Amen. All these type of things will happen. Praise the Lord. But when we really know and we understand who God is, praise God, that he is God on the mountain, he's God in the valley. Praise God. Amen. No matter where you go or what situation you find yourself in, he is still God and he always will be God. Praise the Lord. Jesus is real. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for the realness of God. And I thank God for how the Lord will manifest himself and make himself real to us. Praise God. And I'm reminded of the little thought that that he is a shelter in a time of storm. Praise God. I just want to, I know this is prayer, but I want to encourage you today. And this is a very familiar scripture that before I pray, I want to share with you over in the book of Psalms 121. And it says simply, I will lift up mine eyes. Hallelujah. Unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. Beloved, know that your help does not come from anywhere but the Lord. So when we lift up our eyes and we lift up our attention to God, amen, and we can cry out, Lord, help me, because help will come, praise God, but you got to keep your eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't be deterred. Amen. You must keep your face as a flint. Don't look to the left. And don't look to the right, but tap into the power of God, to the grace of God and the mercy of God. Amen. And know that your help comes from the Lord, as the scripture said, because he made heaven and earth. And God spoke heaven and earth into existence. So when he speaks a thing, he decrees a thing. Glory to God. It shall be so. And this is why in prayer, beloved, when you decree and declare the word of the Lord, praise God, he listens for his word. Amen. We can put a lot of words together, but when we pray the word of God, hallelujah, because he spoke the earth into existence. So when we go back and we pray his word, glory to God, amen, he's going to come and answer. Praise God, by his word. And when our will, even, praise God, are surrendered to the will of the Lord, we will begin to, amen, pray his will in our lives, and our lives will begin to change. Beloved, if you're there right now and you know change really hasn't taken place in your life, praise God, take an inventory and look at where you are. Look and see, am I really allowing the word to take place in my life? Praise God. Am I really allowing it to activate? Praise God. Am I really, amen, walking in the word of God? Praise God. The word says he will not suffer. He'll not allow your foot to be moved. Glory to God. And he that keepeth thee will not slumber. It's a blessing to know that God will keep you. He never slumbers. And he never sleeps, beloved. So what we must do is we have to cry out to him. Praise God. And this is the purpose of prayer. Hallelujah. To cry unto the Lord and to hear his voice and hear, praise God, even the direction, glory to God, that he would take you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love you today. Hallelujah. The word of God says, behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Glory to God. And we can look at Israel even literally now and look over at what's going on in Iraq and Iran and all of these places and see. Glory to God. God, we need you to move. Amen. Christians have been displaced over there. Praise God. Amen. Under persecution because they're making a stand for God and we're taking God lightly. Praise the Lord. We come to church. Glory to God. And we stomp over the anointing. Hondo Shandohaya. Glory to God. We throw stones, praise the Lord, at one another. And Christians are out on mountains trying to get to safety. Glory to God. And we take our safety for granted. If ever there was a time that we need to pray and call upon the name of the Lord, it's now. Hondo Shandohaya. And we need to repent, glory to God, and ask God to forgive us, glory to God, for the hatred in our hearts, oh my God, anger in our hearts and bitterness, oh both say unforgiveness, glory to God. Beloved, you cannot pray effectively with bitterness and unforgiveness and all these types of things, resentment and malice and, oh my God, slander, praise God, backbiting, glory to God. God wants us as a people of God to come to him in purity, glory to God, because there's so many souls, glory to God, that need the prayers that would come from the saints of God. So I want to encourage you today to look up, oh my shadow, look to the hills from whence cometh your help today, and know, beloved, that your help comes from the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. The word of God says that the Lord is thy keeper. And if ever there was a time to know that the Lord is your keeper, beloved, the time is now. God is your keeper. Hallelujah. He said that he would keep you. Glory to God. In the most darkest hour, he said in the word that he would keep us. Oh God, my God, my God. I thank God for the anointing today. I thank God for his prayer. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For what he's doing. I just want to encourage you, beloved, to know, praise God, that when you begin to call upon the name of the Lord, glory to God, you know his name. He is a high tower. Glory to God. You can run to him and find safety on today. Thank you, Jesus. And the word says that the Lord is your shade upon the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Beloved, know this, that the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. That means, glory to God, he will keep you when evil comes. I'm a witness, glory to God, that when all kinds of evil comes your way, God will keep you, glory to God. And most of the time, you don't even have to justify yourself, or you don't have to defend yourself, glory to God. The Bible says he will keep you, glory to God. So as we pray, know that God will keep you. He will preserve you, glory to God. Amen. He will right the wrong, glory to God. Oh, God, I thank you today. Hallelujah. You don't have to be discouraged, my God, but when you're walking upright before the Lord, glory to God, God will. Amen. I said he will take care of you, glory to God. Amen. And then it says that he will preserve your soul. Glory to God. Now listen, beloved, your soul makes up your mind, your will, and emotions. And so many times we're directed by our emotions, but when you're led by the Spirit, your emotions, your mind, your will, glory to God, has to come in line with what is going on in the Spirit of God, not in your own soulish realm. So praise the Lord. When we pray, praise God, we have to surrender our emotions and our mind and our will to God, praise God. We don't want to be led by our mind. But the Bible says, glory to God, that you should be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The word will renew you, glory to God. And then the Lord, glory to God, will keep you in peace, glory to God, when your mind is stayed on him, glory to God. So when we begin to meditate, as Joshua, amen, as God told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night. Glory to God. Amen. It is food for your soul. Glory to God. God wants to do a miraculous thing for you today, beloved. Those that are on the line, those that are listening, praise the Lord. Just know that the Lord will walk with you. Glory to God. And it is my prayer today, praise the Lord, that your prayer life will begin to take a turn. Hallelujah. Not 360. 60, but 180. Glory to God that the fire of the Holy Ghost will begin to burn down in your soul, and you will get a connection with God like none other. Hobo Shando, God, I thank you today for your word. Hallelujah. And finally, the Lord says that the Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. God will preserve. God will keep you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I think of a preservant. Amen. It's a keeper. It's a protector. Praise God. Again, he's a shelter in a time of storm. Praise the Lord. So prayer is necessary. It's important, amen, that we pray, beloved. It's important, amen, that we call on the name of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you today for prayer. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your encouragement today. We thank you, God, that you are a helper. We thank you, God, that you are a strengthener. We thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now, God. I ask you, God, to go forth and minister to your people. Go to the north, the south, the east, and the west. My God, I ask that you strengthen. I ask, God, that, God, there's some with scales on their eyes and can't really comprehend what you're saying because there are mind-blinding spirits around their mind that there are strongholds, God, preventing them from walking in the word, from walking in your truth. And I ask you, God, that you would begin to break the bands of wickedness. I ask you, God, that you would begin to break the mind-blinding spirits. Oh, my God, and blocking and hindering spirits. I ask you, God, that you would begin by the power of the Holy Ghost to go forth, oh my God, and let the word go down in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, because your word is truth, your word is strength, your word is light, oh, say, your word is hope, oh my shata, your word is joy, and your word is peace. I thank you today for your word. Help, oh God, your people today. Strengthen your people today. Undergird your people today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up the hung down head. I bind, oh my God, depression and oppression. We come against the strong men of, oh God, heaviness today. In the name of Jesus, we come against error today, and we come against seducing spirits. Oh my God, and oh God, I even come against the spirit that would cause men and women to twist the word. Hobashata, my God, I ask you, dear Lord, that true discernment would begin to take place in the lives of your men and women of God, that, oh God, they would begin to desire truth in the inward men, in the inward part. Oh God, oh God, oh God, give, oh my shata. Give your handmaids, oh, a burden to weep between the porch and the altar. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to raise up the cunning women that will get between the porch and the altar and lay in sackcloth and ashes. Oh, God, for the souls of men and women, oh God. Oh God, put your veil, God, down in the women's bellies, God. Men servants' bellies, oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Help us to cry out, oh God. Weep and wail in the spirit. Oh God, you see what's creeping on this nation. You see the immorality. You see the violence. You see, oh God, oh my God, the gross darkness that's coming upon the nation. But oh God, raise up your men servants and maid servants. Oh, I come against every evil spirit, every seducing spirit, every Jezebel spirit, every Ahab and every Korah, every Absalom demon, every betrayal spirit, every spirit of treachery, every spirit of slander, every spirit of gossip, in the name of Jesus, every slothful spirit, every accusating spirit, every spirit of apathy, come against behemoth right now. Come against pride. Come against Leviathan in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Strengthen, oh God, your leaders everywhere by the power of the Holy Ghost. Raise up real warriors. Raise up soldiers. Soldiers, God, in the armor of God, raise up handmaids, raise up intercessors, hold our shadow, oh God, raise up, oh God, hold my shadow, will say, put down hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus, we come against even the Antichrist spirit, the very spirit of death. Oh God, that would kill out the anointing. In the name of Jesus, establish your word in your handmaids, God. Establish your word in your men servants, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We come against the destroyer that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We come against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wickedness in high places, wickedness in the church, wickedness in ministries. We come against wicked now. We come against evil now. We bind discord. We bind confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose the untapped power of the Holy Ghost to go forth, oh God. Oh, my shadow will say, slay the giants. Slay Goliath. Oh, my shatai. Take off his head, God. Oh, my shatai. Oh, my mama shake. Oh, kororororo sando. Randerebo seke. Oh, tarabo shekana mosoto. Oh, God, I ask that you go throughout this line today. Go over the airways and begin to minister, God. Minister truth. Minister life. In the name of Jesus. Minister hope. Oh, my shatai, in the mighty name of Jesus, raise up true men and women of God that will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today. We praise your name. We give you glory. We honor you, God. Oh, God, save today. Set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, remove the scales off of the eyes. Oh, my God, of people that are blinded to the truth. Oh, my shandabo seke, rotororo sena shata, hokorobo shororo sando. In the name of Jesus, let truth prevail. Let realness stand up. In the name of Jesus, abort every spirit of sabotage. Oh, my God, every subverting spirit that would come to overthrow the plans and purposes of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, pull down every attack that would come against the prophetic anointing, that would come against apostolic anointing, that would come against your people in any kind of way. Oh, God, we thank you for your word that's going forth, God. Don't let it come back void in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to begin to minister new life, minister healing now, minister deliverance in the name of Jesus. That one that's been stricken with cancer, that one that's been given a death sentence, oh God, I speak life now in the name of Jesus. I speak to that pancreas now. I speak to that pancreas right now to be whole
Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I come against pancreatic cancer now. In the name of Jesus, that one that's been given 6 months to live, oh, God, I want you to go into that room right now. And, oh, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, because, God, you are a healer, and I want you to get down in that belly and pull out that bitterness, pull out that unforgiveness. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I come against the rejection now. Oh, my God, I want you to heal. Heal the emotions of that lady right now. You go down in that belly. Oh, my God, and heal the emotions. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Oh, my Shaka, for what you're doing for that lady right now. Oh, my Shadabos. Say, Angela, be healed. Angela, be whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, gosh. Be whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, gosh. You shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I rebuke death off of you now. I rebuke the grim reaper. In the name of Jesus, you will not die before the time. You will not leave here because God has a work for you to do. There's a message down in your belly, and the devil wants to step it out. But I speak to you now to be whole and be healed. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over the enemy now. We bind you now. We tie you up. I gag you in the spirit. I muzzle you now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, get down in a bloodstream. Oh, I shy. Oh, God, say. Oh, no, say, K. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now. I thank you for what you're doing. Heal right now. Go to that one that feels dejected right now. I come against dejection. I come against it now. In the mind, the false mindset. In Jesus' name, reveal truth in the name of the Lord. I thank you, God. I praise your name for your word. I thank you. Oh, God, and I ask you, God, to stop the ear of the witch. Stop the ears right now and release truth. Let truth prevail. God, I thank you today. I give you praise for healing. I thank you for wholeness. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. hallelujah.
Let the church
say.